Okay, let's begin. Kuf Yud Ches on the base, about six lines up from the bottom. We just finished the Gemaras of Yehei Chalki Gemaras, where Biosi says Yehei Chalki, my chelik should be in this group's portion, in that group's portion. As we saw, the Marsha said yesterday, all these mitzvos or good things are ideas that people are in Yisharin, and therefore Reb Yossi and the others wanted to be mezaris the people around them to be make sure to be mekayim these ideas. So Amar Reb Nachman, that's where we're up to, about six lines up, the last word on the line. Amar Reb Nachman, Tesi li de kayemis gimel seudas b'shabbos. So now we're in the Tesi li Gemara. It's not the Yehei Chalkis, but Tesi li. Tesi li means like Magia li. They're very proud of the following actions that they're Nizharin. Tesi li says, Rav Nachman, that Amakayim Gimel Zudis B'Shabbos. As you mentioned yesterday, many are not as Nizharin Shal Shudis as they should be. And therefore he says, Tesi li, that I am a Kayim Seudas Shabbos. Again, none of these are being said in a gaivatik way. It's just that they're proud. Again, also probably to be Mizaris, those around them. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tesi li de Kayemes Iyun Tfila. Rav Yehuda says, Tesi li, Magia li, that I am a Kayim Iyun Tfila. If you look at Tosfos here, Iyun Tfila, Tosfos mentions an idea that we've had a couple times in Tosfos and Brachas and in Shabbos, that there are two types of Iyun Tfila. There's an Iyun Tfila, like we say in Elul Dvarim every morning, Iyun Tfila that being ma'ayin in the tefillah, trying to appreciate the words of the tefillah, trying to understand more what it means. That's a good Iyun Tfila, just to figure out exactly, make your davening more meaningful. But the Iyun Tfila of being mitzapeh and expecting, thank you very much, being mitzapeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer my tefillos. And if you don't answer my tefillos, there's going to be depression. There's going to be sadness. So then, that is a type of iyun tefila that is inappropriate. So this iyun tefila, points out Tosfos, said that this is the good iyun tefila. Obviously, if he's proud of it. Okay. Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Teisi Li Delo Sagina Dalaramas Begili Rosh. Rav Huna of Yeshua says Teisi Li Magia Li that I didn't walk Dalaramos. For Amos, Begili Rosh, without a yarmulke on. So again, this is wearing a yarmulke, Me'ikar Hadin. If you look in the Torah, there is no mitzvah of wearing a yarmulke. But if you look in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, Me'ikar Hadin, it's not as, it seems like, where's the Me'ikar Hadin? This is one of the sources for wearing a yarmulke. Tesili, those who get Begili Rosh. Over the past hundreds of years, over the past centuries, wearing a yarmulke has become... Even though one might say it's in the category of minhag, very strong minhag, but it has become somewhat more than a minhag. And certain minhagim take on new characters over time if they are associated with a certain behavior. Nowadays, if somebody doesn't wear a yarmulke, and somebody's Ashkenazi, Sfaradim have different misoras, but if somebody's Ashkenazi does not wear a yarmulke, then it's not just... not being Mekayim and Minhag, it's something different. And even though Rav Moshe's first Shuvah Nigris Moshe is about going to work in the 50s and not wearing a yarmulke, obviously also times have changed in America. And again, every country has their own sociological situation, but especially in America, not wearing a yarmulke to work today is different than not wearing a yarmulke to 50 years ago. Most non-Jewish places know about yarmulkes b'zman hazeh, and there are enough places to go where one can wear the yarmulke. But this is one of the sources about a yarmulke. Tesi li, delosagina dalamas begili rosh. I didn't walk for amos begili rosh without a yarmulke. Amrev sheishas, tesi li de kayemes mitzvas tfilin. Magili that I did the mitzvah of tefillin. Remember, Rav Nachman tesi li de kayemes mitzvah tzitzis. I did the mitzvah of tzitzis. So what is tefillin and tzitzis? That's, we all do tefillin and tzitzis. So what does Rashi say? The kiyamti mitzvah tefillin, shlo halach dalad amos below tefillin. V'chein le'in yitzitzis. Doesn't just mean he did it. Rashi says he didn't walk four amos without tefillin. If you wore tefillin all day, which we discussed a couple of months ago, whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan about wearing tefillin all day, which we don't do bizman hazeh, but says Rashi that was being referred to by Rav Sheshes is that he didn't walk dalat amos below tefillin and tzitzis. Not that he just wore them. Other mafarshim say it means that they were he was bekayim et bihidura on kelchasa. Exactly, he didn't have any hesach hadas from the tefillin. He was always constantly thinking about his tefillin. There's an interesting ritva on this on these Gemaras here, all the Tesilis. On this line of the Tefillin, the Ritva says exactly what I just said. Even though obviously he was mizahir about other mitzvahs as well, but this mitzvah he was especially careful in. And listen to the lashon. Shekein kol talmid chacham roi lo lekvoa laatzmo mitzvah achas lekiyuma kielchasa. Every talmid chacham should do all the mitzvahs, but there should be one mitzvah that he really does perfectly, that he does kielchasa. And that's these mitzvahs that these amaram were saying. That's what the Ritva says here. Interesting. This connects to an interesting Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam. We know the famous Mishnah at the end of Makos, Rechidim Akashi Omer, Rosach and Shmerachu Lazachos is Yisrael, Leficha Chirba Lentor Mitzvos. Rechidim Akashi says that Hashem wanted to give us merit. Rosach Lazachos is Yisrael, Leficha Chirba Lentor Mitzvos. Therefore, he gave us a lot of mitzvos. So asks the Velt, asks all the Mefarshim, if you want to be Mizakas, you give us more mitzvos? Give us less mitzvos. Give us 10 mitzvos. 10 mitzvos, we want to do them. What do you mean, be Mizakas? You're giving us 613 mitzvos. That's not a schus. Right, so what kind of schus is that? They give us so many mitzvahs. So says the Rambam in the end of the Pirush Mishnayos that really, obviously we have to try to do all 613, but we should focus, you know, to ultimately do a mitzvah totally lishma is the ultimate goal of a Jew. So therefore, try to do one mitzvah. Focus on that one mitzvah. That this is going to be your. This is going to be my mitzvah. You know, my mitzvah is going to be tzitzis. My mitzvah is going to be Hashavas Aveda. My mitzvah is going to be tzedakah. Whatever it is, that's the Rambam. At least focus on what that's. And as the Rambam, everybody has a different personality. So some people could grab onto this mitzvah and to that mitzvah. That's why it's a schus. Razak Hashem Lezakas is Yisrael. Lefichach. Therefore, he gave us so many mitzvahs that every Jew would be able to choose, quote unquote, the mitzvah that is most appropriate to them and do it totally lishma, connected to the Ritva and Ardach. The Maharal does not like that Rambam. The Maharal screams that people are going to pick and choose mitzvahs and do all the mitzvahs. This is this danger if you have that type of approach. Obviously, the Rambam didn't mean to only choose one mitzvah. The Rambam meant do all the mitzvahs, but especially be careful, like the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, and the Ritva says, that there are certain mitzvahs you can try to be medaktik on even more than others. But the Maharal himself gives a different shot. He says it's like a teacher. A lot of times, the teacher that gives more work, we don't like them as much. You know, he gives so much work, but in the end, the teacher usually that gives more work is the one that's better for us. So we look back 10 years later, like, oh, I learned the most in that class, even though it's they made me work the most, they gave me the most homework. But that's the teacher. Okay, so that's the Ritva, that's the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos in this line. There's just one, I'll pick Kabbalah, I'll mention it. I saw in the Sefer Biuri Chasidus L'Shas that he quotes on this line, Tasting the Kevitz White Tefillin and Tzitzis. So there's a machlokas we've shown him whether there's a concept of called Gilgul Neshamos. Machlokas we've shown him, the Ramban, the Rambam, and others, where there's a concept that neshamas go down in different forms, in different Gilgulim, like one time in history, another time in history. So there's a Sefer Or HaMeir that quotes that all of these Chachamim knew why their neshama came down to the world and what was the tikkun that they had to do in this Gilgul. And that's these mitzvahs that they were mentioning. Again, I don't exactly understand Gilgul Neshamas, but there is definitely a concept, Machlokas, we've shown him about it. So he says, once they figured out the Siba, that was the reason for their Gilgul, so they grabbed onto this mitzvah and they did it the best they can to fulfill their Tafkid and Olam Hazeh. Okay, so that's what another Api Kabbalah shot of this line. Okay, so all of these Amorayim picked certain mitzvos to praise themselves about. So Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef Brei D'Rabba, what mitzvah was your father careful in? Amalei B'tzitzis. He was very careful in tzitzis. Yom Machad, Havik HaSolik B'Darga. One day he was going up a ladder. Ifsik Lei Chuta. Or he's going down a ladder. Ifsik Lei Chuta. And one of the strings broke off of the tzitzis. V'lo Naches. He didn't go down. V'yasa k'ma d'lo ramya. He didn't go down until they brought him another string in order to move. But he stayed up on that ladder the entire time. I think the Sfasemis I saw says that we paskin that even if you're missing one string, it might still be kosher sissis, as long as there's a tiny drop left. So this is might even be l'fimishur as I did. Might not even be possible. But he stayed up on that ladder, all night. All the time until he got the new pair of sissis. V'yamar Abaya, Tasi Lee, the next one, the Chichazin et Servim Mirabban in the Shalom Masechta. Abaya says, when one of the rabbis finished the Masechta, Avidna Yom Atava L'Rabbanan, I made a Yantif for the Rabbanan. This is one of the few, there aren't so many, one of the few, probably count them on one hand, sources and shas for the katzah that making a siyum. Right? The katzah that making a siyum, you know, what do you mean make a siyum? So you finish a Gemara, okay, you finish a Gemara, so you're very happy. What do you mean make a siyum for everybody else? It says the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal and Baba Kama, that's one of the big sources regarding siyum. You see from this Gemara, the katzah of a siyum is that one person makes a siyum, he invites everybody else. It's a siyum for everybody. What happened? When one person finished a mesechta, then he made a siyum for the whole yeshiva. Right? Yavatava l'rabanan. Right? That's what the, that's the idea of a siyum. And a siyum is so strong, it's a sudas mitzvah. Right? And we even make siyumim, obviously, during the Minhag Yisrael. Whether it's right or not, is a machlokas aposkim, during the 9 days, and during Tanis Bechoros, and others. We make siyumim. And that is considered a sudas mitzvah. But this is one of the sources for siyumim. Amar Rava. Tasty Lee, next one. Chiyasa serving mirabana la kamay ladina lo mazigna reishi abesadia kamodlo mahafichna bishusay. Rava says, whenever the a rav a talmud chacham came to me to be a tavid din Torah, I didn't sleep on a pillow that night. Beisad, we had sadia yesterday. If you remember, yesterday we spoke about what is what's the parnasas lina of an ani. So it says there you have to give him a puri of a sadia, right? A bed and a pillow. So here says Rava, I didn't sleep on a pillow until I was sure that I researched every area of schus that I could for this Tabal Chacham. The Farshim say he did this for everybody. I mean, what he only researches if he's a dayan for a Tabal Chacham. What about others? So he was extra careful by a Tabal Chacham because Tabal Chacham probably assumed was naki, but again he obviously was objective. Amar Mar Baravashi, fourth line. Pasilna leila serve mir bana ladina. I can never be a judge in a din Torah that involves a Talmud Chacham. My taima dechaviv alai kugufoi ve'ein adam roach ovel atzmo. I love him so much, and I, he's like part of me. He's like part of me, and if he's like part of me, so you can't judge, can't be a din Torah in yourself. That's ein adam karvitz alatzmo. He's a puzzle, he's an ogeya bedavar, so therefore he wouldn't be able to judge because he considered them as an extension of himself. Okay, so those are all the tasty ligamaras, the chachamim that were proud of certain mitzvahs that they did. Now we get back to Kavod Shabbos that we were discussing at the beginning of yesterday's daf. Rabbi Chanina mi'atef v'koi apanyi demali shabsa. Rabbi Chanina put on a special garment, mi'atef, he was mis'atef, and he went, v'koi, apani demali shabsa, and he went on Erev Shabbos, Omar bo v'neti likra Shabbos amalka, he went out to say, let us greet Shabbos amalka. Rabbi Yanai lo avishmane b'mali Shabbos, he wore also a special cloak on Erev Shabbos, Omar bo ikala, right, that's where the Lashon comes from, that we say in Shul, so this, right, it says, Likras Shabbos Malka, Neitzit, they went out to greet Shabbos Malka. The Magen Avraham quotes, this is the source how we read about in the 1600s in Sfat and in other places, they used to go outside, Mamish, and dance to greet the Shabbos Malka. We don't, most places don't go out to greet the Shabbos Malka, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, according to the earlier sources, in Reish Samach Beis, some have the minhag to walk towards the door to greet the Shabbos Malka. So as this Gemara is the basis for our idea of at least turning around to the back or to the west when we say Boi B'Shalom. We have to think and feel as if there's a great guest coming in. Right, and we're not just turning around and we're looking to the wall, but spiritually we have to think of that. That's the Kabbalah Shabbos. That's where Shabbos is coming in, and it's based on this Gemara where the Amoraim went out to greet the Shabbos Amalka. Right, it also mentions that the Amoraim here did Ituf. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago the different aspects of Kavod Shabbos. There's Ituf, there's Rechitza, there's Yoshev B'Kovid Rosh. And all of those, we mentioned an idea, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, that all of those are similar ideas to Tefillah. Tefillah also has Ituf. Tefillah also has Rechitza. You have to wash your hands before you daven. And Tefillah also has Yoshev B'Kovid Rosh. And Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that both are represent times where we can have a close relationship of Lifnei Hashem, where the Shechina comes and meets man. So that's Shabbos, and that's also Tefillah. That's why similar halachos apply to the two. But here's where the Ituf Gemara is. This is the source for that. It's a beautiful idea, just a ha'ara. You don't notice it. Is there any difference between these two Amorayim? Rabbi Chanina got dressed and went out on Friday and said, Bo v'nei tzedek v'shabbos malka. And Rabbi Yannai got dressed and said, Boy kala, boy kala. So the Gemara is just quoting two stories? Both nice stories. Is there any difference between the two? So that's what the Sharam Sarna Bahalacha quotes the Torah Tzmima in his Sefer on Chumash, the Tosefes Bracha, that you see the first opinion says, Shabbos Hamalka. That's what they call the person, that's what they call the Shabbos. And the other one that says, Boikala, Boikala. The second one doesn't mention the word Shabbos. Why does the first one say, let's greet Shabbos Hamalka, and the second one just says to him, greet Kala? So the Tosefes Bracha suggests that maybe it's based on the Machlokas Rishonim whether Tosefes Shabbos is Deoraisa or not. We add on to Shabbos. The Minhag Yisrael is to start lighting candles 18 minutes before Shabbos or maybe 20 minutes before Shabbos. In Yerushalayim, they do it 40 minutes before Shabbos. It's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Is that concept Deoraisa or Derabbanan? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam does not mention Tosefes Shabbos. Mentions to Sefer Yom Kippurim, but he doesn't mention. That's what the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is: Yesh Omrim Shemosifin Michol Al Hakodesh. But it's a machlokas we shown him whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So suggest that Tosefes Bracha, maybe that's this issue here. Rabbi Chanina, who went out erev Shabbos before Shabbos started, and is already saying Shabbos Hamalka, because he holds Tosefes Shabbos as d'oraisa. That's why he's already calling Shabbos on erev Shabbos. According to the second opinion, you think it's just two little stories. The Gemara is quoting, no! He calls a kala, because the day of the wedding, she's also a kala, before the wedding. So you could even call her a kala, even before Shabbos comes. So maybe that's a little remez of this machlokas. You read the Gemara, you think it's a little dry machlokas, they're saying the same thing. No! One's calling it Shabbos, one's calling it kala, to be meramis for the machlokas of Tosefes Shabbos d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Good. First wide line in the middle. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla Lebei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. He visited him. They brought to the host this fancy dish. Fancy dish of Rashi explains, rakikin wafers that were put in oil. Amar Lehem Miav Yaditun Da'asina. So the guest says, wow, did you know that I was coming? How'd you know that I was coming? Such a wonderful meal you brought. So Amrulay, they said, sorry, Miadivis Lan Mina, are you more special than it, meaning Shabbos? Meaning we did this for Shabbos, we didn't do this for you. Right? There was an issue of Geneva's Das here, possibly. Right? So they couldn't like lie. I mean, you might say Mishana B'nei Shalom. You're allowed to lie a little bit for the peace, but again, they weren't insulting him here. They were just saying, we do this every week, covered Shabbos. So they were trying to tell him that, you know, that's how you prepare the nicest meals on Shabbos. Rabbi Abba's oven betleiser astiri pshite bisra betleiser tavchi. Rabbi Abba, what did he do for Kavod Shabbos? He bought 13 pieces of betleiser astiri pshite for 13 coins. He bought meat from 13 butchers, and he always wanted to get the finest meat. Rashi here points out towards the bottom of the oven, tleiser, and he's going to say it later on. A lot of times when the Gemara wants to say, just to pick a number, doesn't really mean it literally, just wants to use it, pick a number, it says 13. We've had it a couple times already. So Rashi quotes, we had it on Kuf Yud earlier, we had it on 13, quotes the Gemara in Chulin, about 13 camels, but 13 the Gemara sometimes uses when it's just saying a large number, but it's not to be taken literally. So it might not mean that he actually bought meat from 13 butchers, but it means he bought from a lot of butchers. Umashlim lahu at sinor dedasha. And what did he do after he bought this meat? He was mashlim it by the hinge of his door. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. V'amarlu asher haya asher haya. He used to say, hurry up. Asher haya, hurry up. So what does this mean? Rashi quotes two pshatim. What does it mean? What did he do? So the first pshat is that before they came to deliver the meat, he used to leave money at the door so that right when they delivered it, they'd be able to quickly take the money and go back to bring other people their meat for Shabbos, or bring him his other meat for Shabbos, A. Or B, Rashi says, Velinira, that he thinks that it means that he used to bring the meat back to his door, and then when he got back to the door, he didn't go all the way into his house, he just gave it to his servants. Prepare this meat, I'm running to go get more meat, better meat for Shabbos. He's going back and forth. Either way, something took place at the door. Either he left the money there, according to Rashi's first pshat, or he was very quick. Either way, in both pshatim, he's trying to make preparations in a hurried way in order to make sure that the preparations for Shabbos are done properly. Rabbi Yavahu, all these are different examples now of how different Amoraim got ready for Shabbos. Rabbi Yavahu, have a Yosef atachtaka deshina umoshiv nura. Rabbi Yavahu used to sit on a tachtaka, as Rashi says, pashtadul, it's a stool shel shein. of what's Shane? Shane is ivory. Shachashuv Ayavashi. He was a rich man. He used to sit on there, even though he was sitting on this fancy stool of Moshev Nura, but he used to make the fire for Shabbos, right? Even though he was mechubad, he didn't think it was beneath his kavod to get involved in kavod Shabbos. Rav Anan loves gunda. Rav Anan wore a gunda. What's a gunda? Rashi says it's a black type of apron. Why do you wear a black type of apron? To show people it was like he wasn't afraid to get down and dirty. And he said, you have to change your clothes, you know, and you have to be involved in the Shabbos preparations. You have to make the challenge. You got to do all this. And, if you get a little dirty, it's fine. But that's why he changed his clothes. Detana, as we had a couple of days ago. Detana, the Vera Bishmoel. Begadam Shabbos, Kedera Larabo. I'm using Ben Ghost Larabo. As we learned that the clothes that you wear to cook in, you don't bring your Rav, your master, to Kosin. That's what we learned, the difference makar for, you have to bring with different clothes for doing the avoda and for the Trumas Hadeshen and the Hotzah Hadeshen. Right, so that was the discussion where this came up. So too, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Anan says, I have to wear different clothes when I'm cooking for Shabbos to show people because I have to get down and dirty to prepare for Shabbos. Rav Safra Machrech Reisha Rava Malach Shibuta. Rav Safra, and this is a quote from Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin also, Rav Safra used to prepare and burn and singe Reisha, the head of the animal. Rava Malach Shibuta. Rava used to salt the fish on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. Also, all these Amorim, which were great Amorim, they were Osei Petorah all day. Still, they took out time to get ready for Shabbos. Rav Huna Madlik Shragi. Let's just finish these examples, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. Rav Huna used to light the candles. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta, he used to twine the wicks. Rav Chizda Parim Silka, he used to cut the beets. Rav Yosef Mitzalchi Tzivi, he used to cut wood. Rav Zeir Mitzasis Tzusei, He used to, Rashi explains, Meitzes Ha'ar Be'etzim Dakim. He used to take a little fire and make the big fire. The Rabbeinu Chananel here quotes that the Gemara Kedushin mentions by Kavod Shabbos the concept of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. And that's by all these Amoraim. There's a greater mitzvah for you to do it than to have servants to do it. So even though, you know, you might have 10 different servants in order to set your table for Shabbos, you might have a cleaning lady or somebody else to set the table for Shabbos, it's a mitzvah for us, to set the table ourselves. So therefore, let's say I'm going to get home from work very late on Friday afternoon. So you're allowed to set the table Thursday night, A. A wife can set the table, kids can set the table, but don't let other people do this. Don't let the non-Jewish help, set the table or do the other Shabbos preparations. As much as we can do ourselves, there's a key in to do it ourselves. There is, we don't have that much time to read it, but there's an etziv in the She'iltos, in the end of the She'iltos, in Kuf Samach Tes, where the She'iltos, one of the Gaonim, talks about the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Shiltos there says that B'nai Yisrael, Mechayvin Beis Yisrael, Lemevin Metalalta Umesevba. It's a mitzvah to make a sukkah and to sit in it, as it says, Basukos Teisvah Shivas Yamin. Chag HaSukos Ta'asa Lecha. And the question that Nisiv asks is, what do you mean the mitzvah to make a sukkah? The mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. I can make a sukkah, all day, from today till tomorrow. If I don't sit in the sukkah, I haven't done anything. So he's bothered. Why does the She'iltos, when he formulates the mitzvah of sukkah, why does he mention making the sukkah? So the Netziv develops the idea that there's a concept called hachana and hechsher mitzvah. There's a concept called, preparations for a mitzvah, right? Buying stuff, any preparation for a mitzvah, buying a lulav and building, getting stuff to build a makkah and all those preparations that we do for a mitzvah. But there are two types of hechsher mitzvah, says the Netziv. There's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah, and a hechsher mitzvah she'in haksuva batorah. There's a hechsher mitzvah that is written in the Torah, and one that's not written in the Torah. L'may nafka bina, says the Netziv, the first ones, the former, have different halachos. Number one, hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah, you might make a bracha on. The Yerushalmi says you make a bracha on making the sukkah. The first night when we sit in the sukkah, some Sundurim say, have in mind building the sukkah. What do you mean building the sukkah? That's a hechsher mitzvah. No, the point is it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. There's a hint in the Torah for building a sukkah. Uchsavtam ha-mezuzah b'isach v'isharecha. It says, Uchsavtam, you should write the mezuzah. So writing a mezuzah is not just a preparatory act that you have to do in order to do the mitzvah, but it's hinted to in the Torah. And if it's hinted to and written in the Torah, so then that achieves different significance. Also, says the Netziv, Kavod Shabbos. Why are these Amoraim so careful? Because there's a concept of mitzvah bo yisrei b'shlucho that only applies to hechsher mitzvahs like suvas batorah. Let's say, to do any other hechsher mitzvah, lav dafka, that you would have to do it, mitzvah bo yisrei b'shlucho. The concept of possibly making a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah, those only applies to hechsher mitzvahs like suvos batorah, and kavod Shabbos is one of them. And that's why these Amoraim were so careful to do kavod Shabbos themselves. So we should also be all be mizaris to try to set the table and all do all the preparations for Shabbos ourselves. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak used to carry things in himself on his shoulders, going in, going out. Omar, he used to say to himself, Ilu makalan li Ravami Ravasi, Milo machsifna kamahu. If Ravami and Ravasi were coming to me for Shabbos, wouldn't I be schlepping around? So of course Shabbos, if the Gedolei Adar were coming, if Rav Yashav was coming to our house for Shabbos, I think we would take off work on Friday, or at least come home a little early and get ready for Shabbos and help the family get ready. We wouldn't be rushing in from the train and coming, it's Gedolei Adar. So Vika, and this is Shabbos, even more, Vika da Amrei, other Amorim, Bavami Vervasi Machasi Vaila Machasi Vinafki, they used to carry stuff in. Amrei, Ilu Klonla Rabbi Yochanan, Milo Makasvina Kamayu. If Rabbi Yochanan would be coming, wouldn't we be doing this? So we have to be very careful. Oh, famous story. Yosef Moker Shavi. The story of Yosef Moker Shabbos. Yosef, the one who honored Shabbos. Habiyahu Nachri B'Shivi Vusei, there was a non-Jew in his neighborhood, Habi Nefishi Nechse Tuva. He was a rich guy. Armalei Kaldai, the astrologers told this rich man, Kulu Nechse Yosef Moker Shavi Achilahu. All of your possessions are eventually going to end up with Yosef Moker Shabbos. So Azel, so he wanted to try to prevent God's plan from occurring. So what did he do? Azel Zavninu Lukuli Nichsi. He sold all of his possessions. Zavin Behu Marganisa. He bought one pearl for all of his millions. Osva Bisaine, he put it in his hat. Bahadi Ka'avar Mavra. So one day he was walking over a bridge. Afrachei Zika, the wind came. Right? I don't think you need a hurricane to blow off a hat. But a wind came. Shadi Bamaya, Bale Kavre. Blew it off, went into the water, a fish swallowed it, askuha, ice, and they, aisua, apani demali shapsa. Fishermen came, they caught this fish late on Friday afternoon. Amri, manzav and kiashta, they said, it's so late on Friday afternoon, who's going to buy the fish now? Who's going to buy it? It's so late on Shabbos. Ah, Amri lehu zilu amtiua, legabi Yosef Moker Shabbos, the regular zavin. Yosef Moker Shabbos, he always buys stuff for Shabbos. So let's go to him, because I'm sure he'll buy it. Amtiua nile, they brought it to him. Zavne, he bought it. Kare, he opened it up, he ripped it up. Open, ashkafar baganisa, he found this pearl in this fish. Zavne betleser, he lost it, the dinner, the daba. He sold it for, again here, what did it say? 13 atticfuls of gold. So again, Rashi here says, Guzma, this is 13 atticfuls of gold. It means, what's Rashi's lashon? Hon atak ma'od. So it's a huge amount. Huge amount. That doesn't mean 13. 13? Gemara wants to say a big number. A lot of times it says 13, like we mentioned before. But he sold it for a lot. Again, this is the story of Yosef Moker Shabbos. Right? You want to tell a story this week to the family about the Daf Yomi? This is it. Yosef Moker Shabbos. One more line. Paga Behu Saba, an old man, an old Saba met him. Sometimes this means Elio Navi. Amar Mandi Yosef B'Shabza, Pari B'Shabza. Whoever borrows for Shabbos, for money for Shabbos, Shabbos pays him back. Yeah. Is this a source? If you find something from a guy, he didn't know it was of a guy's. He didn't know whose it was. We knew. The Chachamim knew. Who says it's? There is a concept of Gezel Akum, which we pass on as Usser. Tos Akum is different. If you get the wrong change back, but still, there's a concept of Kiddush Hashem. And most times, returning something is a Kiddush Hashem. But I don't think this is an issue. First of all, there was Yeush, right? He gave up. If it goes into the sea, he's not thinking about getting it back. So I don't think this would be a source for that. What makes the story so significant that everybody knows it? It's a great story. It's a great story. What do you mean so significant? Go backwards. Some of Farshim ask, why does the Gemara go into so much detail? Just say, Yosef Moker Shabbos found the diamonds. What do you have to emphasize? That it used to belong to this guy, and it went. So also, Rabbos Machshavos Belevish. It also tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something. It doesn't matter what we try to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of it. This guy's supposed to get his nechasim. You can do whatever you want. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to use you to as a tool. To for his plans. Not just that you're not going to do it, but your actions that you think you're going against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, that's going to be Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Okay. Why are the people in Eretz Yisrael rich? What mitzvah did they do to be Zoche? Because they take off Maisrus. They give, so they get. Shenemar, Aser Taser, as it says, the laning on Yontif, Aser Bishvil Shetit Aser. Aser Taser, the double lashon, is a remez to Aser, tithe, give a tenth, so that you will become rich. Shetit Aser. Okay, the Mefarshim discuss here, the Marsha and others on Pirkei Avos. We know that the third or fourth mission of Pirkei Avos says, having Mishamshin Sarav Shalom Anas Lakabal Pras. We're supposed to serve Hashem not on condition to get a reward. That's the ultimate. Shalom amanah, shalom l'kabal pras. Different gersos there. We're supposed to serve Hashem l'shma. But if you look throughout Shas, there are about 10 or 15 stories of Amoraim that seem to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'kabal pras. You know, you have an Amora that went to sit by the front of the base. I think we had in Brachas. He sat at the door after he was tired of learning. He sat by the door of the base manager, or at least he could stand up for the Zakenim that walk in. Va'akabel schar. Or here, aser b'shvil shetit aser. So Rav Avadi Yosef, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, on Afetz Avos, he quotes about 10 of these Gemaras, Kedarka Bakodesh. Like, how do you, like, what's the rule? So there are different answers given. One is that maybe stucca is different. Some of these Gemaras are about stucca. So just like stucca, you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pentanasu, and it said the B'chanunina Bazos, the Pasuk I think in Malachi says, stucca might be different, A. Or B, another answer given by a number of the Mefarshim, is that maybe there's a difference between a mitzvah that you have to do and a mitzvah that you're doing voluntarily. A mitzvah that you have to do l'shma. You have to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to do it. It's a chiyuv. A mitzvah that you're doing voluntarily, so then you can have a little more selfish motives. Hey, I don't have to do this, Hashem. So Ali, no, I'm gonna ask the Kabbalah Pras. So too here, some related that by Meiser, there are possibilities that you could bring your food into your house and not be chayv in Meiser. You could be Marim. We had earlier. You could take it through the gagos, through the windows. You don't have to take it through the front door. If you don't take it through the front door, you might not be chayv in Meiseris. So that's why here too, it might be looked at as a rishus. But that is one approach taken to answer that question. But again, you can look at the Mefarshim on that Mishnah. They all talk about this problem. Because there are so many stories in the Gemara where it seems like Amoraim did it, l'shem, getting the reward. Okay, but that's why the rich people in Eretz Yisrael, why are they zochet? Because they give Meiser. Shebebavel Mayim zochet. What about in Bavel? In Bavel, Meisers aren't Daraisa. Right? So what about in Bavel? What about Meiser Ksafim? What about Meiser Ksafim? Meiser of money? That's not linked to Eretz Yisrael. The answer is because that's a major machlokas we've shown him, whether that's a daraisa, whether that's a drabana, or whether that's just a minhag tov. And we seem to paskin the third. Again, we could have separate shiurim regarding it, but we don't assume it's as much a bona fide chiyuv as the other real maestros. So in Bavel, why are the people rich? They're mechabed the Torah. What about the other lands? Amalei, outside of Bavel, because they give covet Shabbos. As the following story reflects. One time I was at a house in Lutkia. I once was in Lutkia and they brought in front of my host a golden table which required 16 people to carry. And there were 16 gold silver chains on it, which they carried it by. Vikaris Vikosos Vikitonios Vislochias Kavuospo, and beautiful cups and saucers, kavua, permanent as part of the table. Vialov Komine Maichov Komine Megadim Ubisamim, and there was so much food and spices and beautiful stuff on the table. Ukshemanichanosom, when they put it down in front of my host, Omrim, everybody there said, Lashem Aris Maloa. Hashem really is in charge of everything. Ukshim Sakana, so when they took away the table, Omrim, Hashemayim Hashem, Hashem, Aras Azalam Ne'adam. Right, the psukim that we had at the beginning of Ketzin Mavarchin in Brachas, to the Malkar for Berchas Ananin. Amarti lo b'ni b'mezachit alakach. I said, my son, why were you zochet to such riches? Amar li katzav ha'yisi. I used to be a butcher. Umikol behemash. I said, no, whatever animal that I found that was nice. Amarti zutei l'shabbos. I always put away the best stuff for Shabbos. Similar to what the Gemara says in Beitza, Shammai Azaki. He used to go the whole week. Whenever he found something nice for Shabbos, he used to save it for Shabbos. Amarti lo ashrecha shazachita ubarach hamokom shechzikech l'chach. Blessed are you that you merit the riches, and bless Hashem that he was mazake you in this way. But the story illustrates that because they were mechabe Shabbos, that's why they were zocha to these riches, right? We think that we are having to work on Shabbos causes us a loss. And if we would be able to work on Shabbos, you know, we'd be able to punch in more time, and, you know, it would be better for us. Says the Gemara, just the opposite. You know, if you don't work on Shabbos, then you get more riches. Why does the Shabbos food taste better, taste beautiful, wonderful? Oh, we got a great spice. We got a magic spice. The Shabbos smell. It's called Shabbos. We put it in, and everything tastes great. Oh, can I have some? No, they say it doesn't work for you. It only works for people who keep Shabbos. Right, the shalom tastes better Shabbos. No, there's no question about it. It tastes better Shabbos. Not just because it's fresh. If you would make shalom on Tuesday, it wouldn't taste the same as it does on Shabbos. Even if you make it fresh on Tuesday. You know, you go to some of these takeout places, they make shalom on Wednesday. You can get by shalom. you know, most people wouldn't want to, but you can buy chalent, like in the pizza shops, on these pizza shops, right? But it doesn't taste the same. They just made it. That's Shabbos. That's the spice. It's no magic. That's goof exactly what's going on here. What does it mean? This is a reference to Yom Kippur, that you have to be mechabed Yom Kippur. There's no eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. You can't do other aspects of Kavod Shabbos, but you can wear special clothing. You can wear clean clothing. Rav Soloveitchik, I saw in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that the Rav thought that maybe this was an additional mucker for wearing a kittel on Yom Kippur. Because kittel is a beggar of royalty, among the other reasons. But Yom Kippur, because there's less Oneg Shabbos, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no showering, there's no other, so you have to emphasize the Kavod Shabbos, and to wear a special clothing even the night before, and even a talis, itov, wrapping ourselves, that's more than in Kavod Shabbos, and we emphasize the Kavod Shabbos more on Yom Kippur, because the Oneg Shabbos is somewhat minimized. And then he quoted, which if you look in it, the actual source is there, the Me'iri says a Beferish. On this Gemara, the Me'iri in our daf, one of the Rishonim says, Yomim Tovim Afim Roy L'chabdim U'la'ankam B'macholam U'la'hajram B'mabushim V'yom Kippurim Ola Al Kulam B'mitzvahs Hidr Mabushim. Yom Kippur, you have to be most careful in regards to the clothing. Why? He doesn't explain why. But the Rav Soloveitchik explained why. The point is because you're lacking the Oneg Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So at least you have to emphasize the Kavod Shabbos, and that's an additional reason why we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. The key by the toe, right? That's why even though there are different minhagim about Rosh Hashanah, kimat everybody wears it on Yom Kippur. Not everybody, but kimat, the minhag Yisrael is to wear it on Yom Kippur, even though Rosh Hashanah, there are different minhagim. Five lines from the bottom. The key by the toe, you shall be mechabed it. Rashi says, first wide line, we're talking about Shabbos now, away from Yom Kippur. The key by the toe, how you mechabed Shabbos? Rav amr lahakti mishmol amr la'acher. Rav says, to eat a little earlier than you usually do, that's covered. Shmol amr la'acher. Shmol says, no, eat a little later so that your taiva, your appetite, gets a little greater, and therefore you enjoy the meal more. Armalei b'nei Rav Papa or Bar Abba or Rav Papa going on to the shchich lan bistro v'chamer kol yoma b'may nishnei. We always have meat and wine the whole week. So how do we make the Shabbos meal different? Amar lahu iragalisu lakduma achrua iragalisu lachrua akduma. Same thing. If you just switch the times of your meals a little bit in a way that will be mechabed Shabbos, right? This reminds us of a Gemara that we had before I came back, Gemara a little bit about 2 weeks ago, which said that if somebody doesn't have a change of clothing for Shabbos, right, he has the same toga that he has the whole week. What should he do? Remember what the Gemara said? What did the Gemara say? What should he do? Mishalshel betaliso. You have to at least make your belt a little lower, like the aristocrats, you know, the upper class do. They wear their belt a little lower, at least have some change on Shabbos. Because things should be different on Shabbos. Everything should be different on Shabbos. Second to last line, Rav Sheshes, Bekita, Rav Sheshes, when he used to give Shir on Shabbos. Rashi points out Rav Sheshes was blind. He was Sagi Nahar. But on Shabbos, he wanted to make sure that he didn't miss the time for the Suda. So how, he couldn't look at his watch. So how could he know, you know, when he should end the Shir in order for people to go eat their Suda? He didn't want people to miss the Suda. So he had a following Chap. Bekita, in the summer when it was hot, Mosad Lu Rabbanan Hechad Matya Shimsha. He put the audience, the Talmidim, in a place where the sun was going to get to at a certain time. That's why when the time came to eat, he'd hear people like shuffling and schwitzing and whatever. He'll realize it's time for the shear to be over, he'll end the shear. Besisva, the same thing in the fall, when it was a little cooler. Mosul Rabbanim Hechad Matya Tula. He put the Talmidim in a place where it was shady. So that's why when he heard people getting a little cold and bustling around, time to end the shear. So that people will be able to get up, he'll know to get up quickly. Reb Zera. Mahadir Azuze Zuzi de Rabbanan. Reb Zera used to look for Rabbanan on Shabbos learning Bechavrusa. Amarle, he used to tell them, Bimtusa minaychu lo sechalilune. Please, as Rashi explains this line, don't get too involved in the sugya and miss the time for eating. Because you have to have Oneg Shabbos. You have to have Oneg Shabbos, you have to enjoy yourself. And make sure not to miss the time for eating. Other Mefarshim, the Beis Yaakov, Reb Yaakov Emden, and his Siddur says, this means you're supposed to learn stuff on Shabbos that you enjoy. So if you enjoy Bekiyas, you should learn Bekiyas. If you learn Ian, you should learn Ian. If you learn Agadata, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya talks about whether you should Chazar on Shabbos or learn something new on Shabbos. Because some people find Chazar more painful. right? Right. You know, you want to learn something new. That's more exciting. Some people find learning something new more painful. So whatever you enjoy doing on Shabbos, that's what you should do. That's the maskan. Amar Rav Avitam Rav Shua ben Levi, afilu yachad emesval be'er Shabbos, sorach lo mer v'yichulu, other halachas of Erev Shabbos. Even a person who's davening without a minyan on Friday afternoon, Friday night, should say v'yichulu. Which v'yichulu is this? So it's a machlokas. If you look in the Meloha Roim, in the back of the Gemara, one of the achronim, it's machlokas achronim. Is this the v'yichulu in Shemone Esrei? And not everybody used to say it. There was a havamina that you shouldn't say it. Or is this v'yichulu after Shemone Esrei? Either one, it's a machlokas, but we should say it. You should say it by yourself. Damar of Hamnuna, kol mispal be'er Shabbos, v'omer v'yichulu. Why? Because it's so important. Because if you say v'yichulu Friday night, ma'ala l'vachasav kilonasa shutav l'kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh breishis. It's as if you became a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Shenemar v'yichulu, as it says v'yichulu, and he finished. Al tekri v'yichulu ela v'yichalu, and they finished. So it's as if you helped HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ma'aseh Breishis because you're being an aid, you're testifying to Ma'aseh Breishis. Again, why do we say Vayechulu on Friday night after Shemone Esrei? We said it in Shemone Esrei, we're going to say it in Kiddush, why do we say it at all? Why do we say it at all? So the Shulchan Aruch said, we already said it twice, why do we say it the third time? It's best to say it with somebody, we pass, and you can probably say it yourself also, like the Gemara says. But so if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the reason is because of Yontif Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, right, there's no vayichulu in Shemone Esrei because you say the yontif Shemone Esrei, siyata v'chartanu. So because of those two times a year, we say vayichulu every Friday night. Because of that, we don't want to have low plug, we don't want to have distinctions. So the Shulchan Aruch says that's why we say vayichulu every night of every Friday night of the year. The rest of it, Magen Avos, is for a different reason, which maybe we'll talk about another time. But vayichulu at least is because of yontif Shechalias B'Shabbos. That's why we say vayichulu every Friday night. How do you know that speaking is like action? Shenemar, as what we just said, b'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the word of Hashem, the world where the Shemayim was created. So you see, Dibur is called Asiya. Just like our Dibur of Vayechulu is like Asiya of Ma'aseh Breishis. Amar Rav Chisda Amar Marukim Kol Misal Be'er Shabbos Amar Vayechulu. Whoever says Vayechulu Friday night, Shnei Malachai Yesharis Malavin Lo La'adam, the two angels that accompany a person, Manichan Yidein Al Rosho, put their hands on his head. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, this is one of the sources for giving brachas to the children Friday night, right? Because what happens here? The malachim, if you say vayechulu, the malachim put their hands on your head, and he also says you could use two hands. As a machloka, should you use two hands, one hand? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you should do whatever your father does, right? Well, that's fine. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, this Gemara says, yidehen, right? But it's malachim, so could you learn from malachim? But anyway, whatever your father does is fine. So manichin yidehen al rosho, they put their hands on his head, whoever said vayechulu, v'omrim lo, v'sara v'onecha, v'chataska d'chupar. Your avon, your sin will move, and your sin will be, mechupar will be, atones for. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Shem Malachi Yesharis Malavim Lo Vadim, Rav Shaz Beza Knesses, Lebeso, two Malachim, accompany a person home, Friday night to his house, Echato Bechadra, right, this is, by the way, Shalom Aleichem, one of the sources, right, because we're talking to the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Yesharis. So it's these Malachim right here in this story. Two Malachim, accompany a person Rav Shabbos, Friday night to his house, Echato Bechadra, one good Malach, and one bad Malach. When they come home Friday night and they find everything ready, the candles lit, the table set, the beds are made, Malach Tov Omer Yehi Ratzon Shetehilah Shabbos Acheres. Oh, it should be this way next week. Kach Umalach Ra Ona Amen. And the bad Malach, quote unquote, is forced to say Amen. Bal Karcho Vimlav. And if not, and everything's not ready, Malach Ra Omer Yehi Ratzon Shetehilah Shabbos Acheres. The Malach Ra says, oh, it's not ready. It should be this way next week. Umalach Tov Ona Amen Al Karcho. Right, so that's why another reason why we should try to make sure things are done early on Friday. Again, if you're going to come home late Friday night, you're allowed to set the table Thursday night also. Amar Blazer La Olam Yisader Adam Shulchan BeErev Shabbos Al Veishin Ezarchel Kzayis. Person should set his table on Friday night, even if he's only going to eat a little bit. I like to point out Yisader is Lashon Zachar, right? It doesn't say Tisader. She should set the table, right? Yisader Shulchan BeErev Shabbos. So Kiyum. You know, our wives do enough preparations. We could at least set the table. We spoke about setting up the candles. That was something that we discussed a couple of months ago. Oh, I forgot to mention we don't have time to do it. But on the one of the Amoroim, on Amud Aleph, it said Rav Huna Madlik Sharga. He lit the candles. So the Mefarshim asks the Marshal in the back, you know, what do you mean the wife's supposed to light the candles? There are different answers given, but that's something that you can look into if you're interested. Let's continue though. A person at the table Erev Shabbos, even though only needs a kazayas, or Michanina, third wide line. You should also set the table on Motzi Shabbos. In other words, Malava Malka. Right? You're supposed to eat a Malava Malka. Even though you only need a kazayas, right? The no sekelim quote that there's a certain bone in your body that's the Tchias HaMesim is going to come from, and that bone is the only one that doesn't disintegrate, and that's the bone that's only fed by the food that we eat from at Malava Malka. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's what's the name of the bone? It's called the Niskoi. Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Simin Shin, Simin about Malava Malka. So we should try to be makbid about eating Malava Malka. Chamin b'mosi Shabbos melugma. Chamin on eating hot foods on Mosi Shabbos is healthy, is a good thing, is a remedy. Pas chamin b'mosi Shabbos melugma. Also hot bread. So it sounds like for me you should eat meat and bread. Again, if you're overstuffed, you know, the min ha'olam is not to eat fleishiks on Mosi Shabbos. Again, you have to know if you're disgusted by it, then don't do it. This is, Malava Malka is not on the level of Shalosh Shudas, as we spoke about yesterday. Shalosh Shudas, three meals on Shabbos, that's no question. Malava Malka is somewhat more flexibility. If you want to have Mizonas, you want to have Paris, whatever it is, you know, there's more flexibility about Malava Malka. Rabbi Yavohu, Havavidin Leibafuki Shabsa Iglatilsa. Rabbi Yavohu, they used to make this special calf for him on Erev Shabbos. On Mosi Shabbos. He used to eat the kidney of the animal on Mosi Shabbos, nothing else. Ki gadol avimi brei, when his son got older, Amar lama lechalav sudi kulehai. Why do you have to have a whole animal just for Mosi Shabbos? You throw out everything else. Nishma kulyasa mimali Shabbos. So just take the kidney from the animal that you use for Shabbos, leftovers. Shavkua, that's what they did. Vasa ari va'achli. They did this, and then a lion came and ate the calf, so that they didn't save anything. In other words, have something special from Malava Malka is a nice idea. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, we have three more minutes. Don't worry, even though it looks like a lot. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kala ona amen yeheshmei rabba mevarak kol kochel koron l'gzardino. Whoever says yeheshmei rabba with all his strength could be rip up gzardin of many years. What's kol kocho? Rashi says kol kavanaso with all his kavana. Tosva says b'kol ram. You say it out loud to make sure everybody gets into it. Shneimar based on the pasuk in Shoftim. Before pro'os b'Yisrael b'snatzev am baruch Hashem. Before pro'os when Hashem gets rid of peronis, baruch Hashem. And the Gemara darshes my time before pro'os. Why is Hashem going to get rid of peronis? Mishum de baruch Hashem, because you blessed Hashem with yeheshmei rabba. Why is this here? Probably because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, there were other aspects of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that were quoted earlier. Even if somebody has a shemetz of avodah zara, if he says yehesh merabah correctly, he's mochel, he's nimchal. Ksiv hacha before peros, ksiv hasa hasam kiparuahu by the egel. Amrei shlokesh kala ona amin b'chal kochel poskelim shari gan eden. If you say amin properly, the shari gan eden are open to you. Shneamar pischu shaarim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. Open the gates, and who will come in? The one who guards emunim. Al tikri shomrei emunim ela shomrim amen. We darshan those that say amen, my amen. And what does amen stand for? A nice idea to think about when we say amen. Amar bichanina kel melech ne'eman. Amar Yehuda b'rei d'Rav Shmuel b'rei mishpei d'Rav. Ein hazlikah metsuya b'makom sheishchilal Shabbos. Fire does not break out except by somebody who was mechalal Shabbos. Again, we don't know ways of God. Different ways of different. We're not assuming that anybody was a fire. You know, they were mechalal Shabbos, but this is the Chazal. Shnei Emar, we'll see in a minute. If you don't listen to me, you don't listen to me in terms of keeping Shabbos. And it will go into the palaces of Yerushalayim. My velo tichbe, what is meant by adding the words, it won't be extinguished. It'll be there at a time when people aren't there to put it out, which means on Shabbos. Period. Okay, now we have seven or eight, or nine. We have nine lines of Chazals. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So we'll go through them quickly, and then I'll say a thought about them tomorrow. Amar Bai, L'chav Yerushalayim Ela B'shul Shechilu Bas HaShabbos. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Because they are Mechal HaShabbos. Shne'emar, and each of these are based on Pesukim. Shne'emar, U'mishbesosai He'alimu Enayim Bo'echel Basocham. Amar Yevon number two. L'chav Yerushalayim Ela B'shul Shebitlu Kriyashma. They are Mevatel Kriyashma. Remind me tomorrow morning, come early, come on time. It's a nice thought I have about the Mevatel Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. Shne'emar, Hoy Mashkimei Baboker Sheikha Yerdolfu. Those that get up early in the morning and drink beer, run after beer, they don't say Kriyashma. V'ksiv, V'haya Kinar V'Neval Tov V'Chalil V'Yayin Mishtehem. They drink. V'spol Hashem L'Yapito. They don't look at the actions of Hashem. V'ksiv, L'chein Gala Amimi B'lidas. That's why they go into Galus. Amar Rav Hamnuna number three. L'chav Yerushalayim Ela B'shul Shebitlu Matino Gashem Yisraban. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Because the children's learning was they didn't have. Shneamar Shvoch Al Olah B'chutz. Pour on the youth in outside. Matam Shvoch. Why is Hashem pouring out His wrath? Mishum Olah B'chutz. Because the kids are not in yeshiva. They're sitting outside battling. Amar Ulma number four, Alakhavi Yushalayim El Abresh Lohaya Bahem Boshes Panim Zemizah. Why was Yushalayim destroyed? Because they weren't embarrassed from each other. They didn't have the Jewish Midah of shame. Shneamar Hovishu Kiso Eva Asugam Bosh Lo Yevoshu. Right, that they were not embarrassed. Amar Biyasal Alakhavi Yushalayim El Abresh Lohush Vukadam Agadol. Why was Yushalayim destroyed? Because Chashiv and non-Chashiv were equalized. They didn't give covet to the proper people. Shemar v'haya ka'am k'kohen, they were equal. V'ksib asrei, hibok tibok ha'aretz. The lands will be emptied out. Amar Rebbe Amram, number 6. Read the Reb Shimon bar Abba, Amram Shimon bar Abba, Amram Yochanina. Uchav Yishlayim ela b'shosh lo'chichu zezah. They didn't give tochacha to each other. Shemar hayu sareh ka'ayolim lo masu mered. They were like these animals, like an ayol. They didn't find the pasture. Ma ayol zeh, roshu zeh, b'shal zonu b'shal zeh. How do certain animals walk? Let's say, think of elephants, right? They're all at the tail of the one in front of them. They're not looking at what the other one's doing. They're just looking down in front of them. Af Yisrael, shab osho adar, kashu b'nei makakav lo'chichu zezah. Also, the people in that door, they didn't look at what their friends were doing. They were just looking down, and they didn't look and try to give tochacha to what their friends were doing. Okay, we'll stop here. We did the first 6. That's it. We'll continue here tomorrow. And I'll just say one thought on one of the early ones as well. Today's shiur was Zecher Nishmas Moshe Yecheskel ben Yehoshua. Right at the davening, when you
I don't know if I've never sung before. I don't know if I've never sung before. So, should I be it? I should be doing the song also.